I started about 15 months ago, and we realised we needed to replace oil-fired boilers. In fact, someone had even got the prices for the new ones, and I also knew we were thinking about putting in some solar panels, solar thermal panels. So I said, look, this is a bit silly. Why are we mixing oil with renewable? Why don't we just wait? Let's wait. Let me look into it. So I thought it might take me a few months. So actually, it took me a lot longer than that. So then I went back to our council, our trustees, and said, what would be much better would be to have a biomass boiler and solar thermal panels working in tandem on both our retreat centre and our community house. And if we do that, I had done the calculations and I knew we'd reduce our carbon footprint by about two-thirds, from about 9 kilotons a year to per person here to about 3 or 4, I think. Because we have a lot of heating. We've got big energy bills here. So, we've got 30 people here often for most of the year. So it makes a big, big saving. And in terms of money, hopefully. But really the big saving is in terms of carbon footprint. It's just that if you go, instead of burning oil, you burn, well, effectively trees. But the trees can be replenished in 30 years. Then it's actually zero carbon for a biomass boiler, but it's getting on for it. And that's mostly where our energy usage comes from. I've truly enjoyed it. I mean, it's meant that I've gone around local Shropshire. I've got a lot of help from people in Shrewsbury. They've got a good set up there, and also people in Clwyd and Powys. And you just meet folk who are really keen on what they're doing, really into making it happen. And I've just really enjoyed myself. Had lots of good conversations over the last kind of year, yeah. Then I realised how much it was going to cost, so it's not cheap. And the way that the sort of government department, especially the Department of Energy and Climate Change, what they're trying to do is help people like ourselves and as many people as possible install this technology. But at the moment, the costs are high because they're not mass-produced or anything. So what they're trying to do is make it easier for more people to install it. And hopefully in the long run that will bring, it will bring the cost down. And at the moment what they're doing is, well, they've given us 50% of our installation costs. So it just helps with cash flow. It's great. Really, I really appreciate it. Very intelligent way to do it, I think. And then on top of that, I did a bit of looking around non-governmental sources of finance and put an application into Scottish Power's Green Trust. Again, quite a complicated form to fill up, but it's interesting making the bridge between what we're doing here and why we want to do it, right over to Scottish Power Green Fund and what their values are. A lot of them are to do with community as well as reducing carbon footprint. And they've given us over £18,000 as well, so it's great. We've put money in ourselves from our own reserves, but mostly it's been paid for by other people.
Are you on retreat here?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
This is a bit different for a retreat, isn't it?
Yes, it's really good fun, actually. You're right in the middle of the retreat. It is a bit different. We're enjoying it, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah.
She's from India. She's come from India.
Fantastic. Have you been here before?
I've been
yes,
here.
Yes,
many
I've been
times.
Once. So you've been here. Yeah. Yes, we have fun.
I used to stay here. So I've been here many times, you know, after that, yeah.
Does it worry you that it's intruding on your retreat?
No.
You mind?
Yeah. No, because really the whole point of meditation is to really embrace all life lovingly, isn't it? So we're just really embracing this with great excitement and aliveness and lovingly. In fact, we did a meditation for all these folk, the people that have driven the lorry and the person in the crane and everyone coming today and sending love to them all before we came out. So we're all in a very good mood. It is so exciting. It really is exciting, yeah. Yeah.
I was down in London last weekend and my daughter was taking me for my birthday present, which was afternoon tea at Claridge's.
That's supposed to be. I've never done that.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's worth it.
Really,
you get your money's
yes,
worth.
Yeah.
But the day before that, she was involved helping run the Green Fair in Regent's Park. It was very, very, very good. And they had a series of speakers, and the bit she was organising was the speakers. And there was this chap who's he's a professor of renewable energy at the Open University, Godfrey Boyle, I think his name is, and he gave a talk on, you know, how possible really zero carbon, or where can we get to, and it was fantastic. Really, really good stuff, actually. I just learned loads from it. So I was really kind of impressed by his
talk. I
think
the will, I mean, it's revving up now, now the Americans are getting involved, but the, you know, if we had the will to do this on a sort of a bit more as though it was an emergency about to happen, which we're not at the moment, and it's still people like you, pioneers, you know, and we have a huge amount of interest in what we're doing. It's out of all proportion to what we actually supply, you know. It's the trouble. Whereas in Germany, you know, the Ökofen market is a big market. It's everyone knows what it does. You see, here was people are still saying, "Oh, what does this do?
What is it?" Yes.
Yeah. But I hope, with your permission, we can bring people to show them, because we've already got a little queue of people who, you know,
And then, I mean, we can arrange that at any time, but in particular, on the 25th of July, we've got our open afternoon.
Right.
So that would be a particularly good time to kind of for people to come up. Right.
And they do splendid cakes.
Good, good. Well, of course,
we do not bad scones.
That's also a great Austrian tradition. Every Austrian party we have has competitive. They have competitive cake making out there. You know, it's great. Absolutely fantastic.